Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter-Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. In the last week or so, the Lord has been laying it on my heart and showing me how deceived people are right now. And I'm not just talking about the unbelievers. I'm talking about the believers as well. As we enter into these last days, we hear in the Bible where it talks about there will be a great deception that will come and that people will be deceived and it will be Christians as well. Matter of fact, in Matthew 24, Jesus actually talks about that. He says, "Take heed that no one deceives you." This is a warning for Christians because the enemy is weaving a web that is invisible. And unless you are walking in the Spirit and staying close to the Lord and listening to His voice, you're not going to be able to perceive it or understand it, and you're going to walk right into that web and be caught, brothers and sisters. And there's going to be many casualties spiritually, not just with the unbelievers, like I said, but also with those who profess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And the Lord has given me a couple of messages. I'm going to read one of them and then just a part of a second one that has to do with this deception and how serious it is, and how the Lord is calling His people right now to draw close to Him so He can open your eyes and ears to the reality of what is happening all around you. Physically, yes. Spiritually, yes. Both of these things are needed. The times we are living in are very, very serious, and we can't just go ahead with our regular lives and pretend nothing is happening. You know, for many years before the Lord gave me this gift of prophecy, I didn't understand spiritual warfare. Matter of fact, I didn't want to have anything to do with it. I had heard of it, but I was not interested in it. As a matter of fact, I stayed away from anything that had to do with the negative side or whatever you want to call the darkness, Satan. I thought if I just totally left it out of my life, it would go away. Well, once the Lord led me into this ministry, I started having real heavy spiritual attacks. And from that, I had to learn spiritual warfare. I didn't have a choice. If somebody is attacking you, you just don't sit there and do nothing. If you do, then you're going to be overcome. And that's what this message is about that the Lord is showing me, is you can't just sit there and do nothing, brothers and sisters. You have to engage in spiritual warfare because that is what we're in right now as believers. We are in spiritual warfare, and you're going to need to learn how to fight in the Spirit. Now, I have a couple of things that can help you. I've written a couple of articles about it, and I have some scriptures on it, and I will put those down below in the description box. They're from my blog, as well as this transcript of the message that I'm bringing you today. That will also be there with the corresponding scriptures, so you can check those out. So please, what the Lord, I believe, is saying is that this is the time to wake up and to understand the battle that we are in as believers, so you can learn how to use your weapons of warfare in the Spirit and put on the full armor of God. All right, let me go ahead now and read the first message. I received this while praying on March 4th, 2022. The first thing I heard was this: stop going into the enemy's camp. Then I heard, prisoners of war, pray that they will be rescued. I'm going to stop there. What I believe the Lord is saying is there are many believers now who unfortunately are now in the enemy's camp, and they know it not. And He calls them prisoners of war, and He wants us to be praying that they would be rescued. And this reminds me of Luke 4:18, which says this: The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, and that the oppressed will be set free. Back to the message. All is not what it seems. The destruction that is and is to come is all deceptions and lies that prevail. Truth is nowhere to be seen. All the plans of the enemy are coming to fruition bit by bit. The web is being spun and the trap is being laid. Many will get caught with no way out. Because the deceptions are so great, most are walking blindly and are in the dark. They cannot plan properly because they do not understand the real issues and what is at stake. The war spiritually is great and most perceive it not. How can you win a war if you do not fight? And if you do not fight, then you are overcome. Most think peace, peace, but there is no peace. Armor up and ask to be shown where you have been deceived so that I can instruct you. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Pray for this knowledge. Pray for the blinders on your eyes to be removed and for your ears to be unplugged. Pray for the spirit of discernment and truth to surround you. Then, with eyes wide open, you will be a formidable foe to the enemy of your soul, Satan. Continue to fight the good fight of faith and to be overcomers. Do not allow yourself to be defeated in the spirit. Stand up for truth. Stand up for me. The door is closing soon to my kingdom. And you can read about that in Matthew 25, about the five virgins. Don't be left out, but be ready for when I come for my own. I shall be like a bridegroom coming for his bride on that glorious day of the supper of the Lamb. I have invited many, but only a few have responded. Together we will prevail. I love you with an everlasting love. Your Savior, Jesus. And that was the end of this first message, brothers and sisters. All right, well, one thing I do want to mention is about the parable of the Great Supper that is in Luke 14. You can go ahead and read it because the Lord mentions in this message that he's coming like a bridegroom for his bride for that glorious day, the Supper of the Lamb, but he's invited many, but only a few responded. Well, that's in direct reference to Luke 14, where there was a certain man who had a great supper, I'm paraphrasing right now, and he sent his servants to go and to ask people to the supper, and everyone had an excuse. One person said they had to go and buy a piece of ground, a land. Another one said they have to go and yoke an oxen, and another one had to go and get married. And so there were all these people who were invited to the supper of this great man, and nobody wanted to come. So the master of the house, he sent his servants to go into the streets and into the lanes of the city and to ask anyone else, the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the lame and the blind, and ask them to come. And it said, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper. So brothers and sisters, I think what the Lord is saying there is don't give the Lord excuses when he calls you. Answer him. Make time for him. Don't put him off because you will be uninvited. Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and read to you the next short message. This is just a partial message, and I'm going to end with this. Watch out who you listen to, who you believe. The agents of deception are spinning their webs of lies and witchcraft. They are trying to control and manipulate. Once under their spell, you will be led astray and then will be far from me. I only have the truth. And then he said it a second time. I only have the truth. Have you sought me for it? Or do you rely on man's truth? I will enlighten you. I will show you the way. Do not go down the path of destruction by coming into agreement, aligning yourselves, and believing in false narratives. And that's the end of that part of the message that I wanted to bring to you because it had to do with deception. Now, I believe what I've been shown, brothers and sisters, is that there are false narratives now that are falling upon the world. And these false narratives are not just harmless. They're very, very dangerous because they are founded in the roots of witchcraft, of sorcery, and manipulation. There is a huge spiritual element to the lies and deceptions and false narratives that are being spun right now. And you really, really need to seek the Lord on what you're listening to and what you're believing, because this witchcraft is very, very powerful right now. And that's what I've been shown. Okay, well, thank you for coming and listening to what I have been shown, the messages that the Lord has given me. Please know that I'm praying for all of you. I pray for you daily. I pray for your families. And I love you all, and I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your comments down below and for your support. Stay blessed.